This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
This episode is sponsored in part by LaunchDarkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? LaunchDarkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you and watch for the wince.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. We begin with the sad kind of update. Last week, LastPass reported yet another security issue wherein their source code was stolen. I used to be a LastPass customer, but their ongoing litany of breaches and other security issues made it pretty clear to me that this wasn't a smart move, so I migrated away years ago. If you're on LastPass, I recommend you do the same. Now, from the community, finally, there's an honest recap up of Forward CloudSec and Reinforce 2022 from someone who had the stomach to sit through the entirety of the latter. And the Register reports on a growing trend of using AWS resources to hide phishing attacks. It's true. Just because something comes from an AWS domain does not mean that it's not coming from a nefarious AWS customer. From AWS themselves, expanded eligibility for the free MFA security key program. Good news, if you simply manage to spend $300 in a given three-month span, you're now eligible for a free MFA key from AWS. Historically, you had to spend $100 a month for three full months. This makes it easier to secure your account right after you really wish you'd secured your account. How to centralize findings and automate deletion for unused IAM roles. This is a good thing. In fact, it's one of the spiritual alignment points between cloud security and cloud economics. Something cannot either be exploited or cost you money if you delete it.
This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business, production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and know more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring.
Identifying publicly accessible resources with Amazon VPC Network Access Analyzer. I confess that I didn't consider using the Network Access Analyzer this way, but hey, at only 10 cents a run, I'll give it a few tests. And the tool of the week is called PopEye, which is a Kubernetes cluster resource sanitizer. You might wonder why something like this counts as a security tool. Simply put, it detects misconfigurations and helps you to ensure that the best practices for Kubernetes are in place. I assure you, that's highly relevant to security when we're talking about something as complicated as Kubernetes. And because it's open source, that of course means that people who know what they're doing have taken a look at it. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Onward.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.